Now, a pastoralist from the Roper region says the mandatory land access agreements introduced by the NT government this week do not go far enough. Under new guidelines, mining exploration companies must negotiate access to properties with the leaseholder before any exploration starts. And as we heard yesterday on the Country Hour, a group of 79 farmers, pastoralists and traditional owners from around Australia have written an open letter to the federal government about this issue, including eight from the territory. Daniel Tapp from Big River Station is one of those eight to sign the letter. He says pastoralists should be given the right to veto exploration on their land.
Well, I think we should have the right to say no. And until we have the right to say no, we do not have the right to negotiate or make a mandatory agreement, because we haven't got the right to say no. So basically it's just a way of dodging the eight ball of saying, being able to say no.
Why do you think pastoralists should be given that quite powerful option?
Well, it's our water we're arguing about on this particular instance, and access to our land. I mean, it's our land. I mean, you know, we've paid for it and we've worked it in some cases for generations, and now all of a sudden these, you know, multinational companies have just come in and they've got their right over your land. You talk about coexistence, we got to coexist with them on our land. They come in and do what they want and we got to coexist.
The landholder, whether or not it's a freehold or native title, has no ownership of the mineral rights. What sort of opportunity do you think mining oil and gas companies should have to be able to explore?
Well, no doubt, you know, there's a pros and cons of mining. I'm not completely, totally against mining. You know, I think there's some mining, particularly in the minerals department there, you know, it's quite workable. But, you know, just say for argument's sake, on an open cut mine there, it's quite workable. But this fracking, gas mining in particular, which seems to be kicking up the most stink around, is it's a very, very invasive and intensive industry.
The Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association has been negotiating with these land access agreements for about 2 years, they say, but they've never asked for the power to veto. Do you think they should have pushed for that?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, it's, you know, it's the biggest threat to our industry. Without water, we've got no industry, and not only the cattle industry, we've got all, you know, all the various other agricultural industries that rely on the water, and our water is already at maximum. I mean, you know, with all the agriculture and pastoralists, watering, boars, cattle, farming, etc., we're at full extension of the water availability as we've got it, and now we've got to, you know, we've got to accept a gas mining industry in particular that is so water intensive. And where are we going to find this water from? Who's going to, you know, who's going to miss out? It's either one or the other. We can't coexist. It's just too much water for the system.
The Cattlemen's Association does represent about 90% of the industry. Do you feel let down that they haven't been able to push for that veto?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely feel let down there. I mean, you know, and I think it's just a quick money grab by the NT Cattlemen's Association along with the Northern Territory Government. It's just a quick grab at money.
Have you had any negotiations with mining companies on your station?
No, none at all. Haven't been approached at all. I've had on that's on the fracking side of it. As far as iron ore, Sherwin Iron, they've actually got a open cut mine across the road from me here. It's actually not on my property. It's on Mount McMinn Station, but the couple of run-ins I've had with them on that while they were doing some exploration on my property was it was just lucky that I happened to be out there at the time and basically caught them in action doing exploration, Grader and Rhodes doing drill pads, And then one time I went to town to Catherine and came back, and I found them driving up past my homestead, past me house. And when I blocked them up, they said that they'd just been down to the river and looking for a water access point. And I'd never been into any negotiation, didn't even know they were coming onto the property.
Daniel Tapp from Big River Station in the Roper, speaking there with Dan Fitzgerald. Now, Daniel Tapp is a member of Frack Free Alliance and Lock the Gate groups. He is not a member of the NT Cattlemen's Association. And the NTCA has taken exception to what Mr. Tapp has had to say. It's given the Country Hour a statement which says the allegation by Frack Free Alliance spokesperson Daniel Tapp that the NTCA is involved in land access agreements as a money grab is slanderous and unfounded. It is against the law for pastoralists to negotiate royalties from mining, oil and gas companies, and the new access agreements process does not allow this to happen. The statement goes on to say that the NTCA represents over 90% of the industry. It's a not-for-profit organisation, and the NT pastoral men and women that make up the NTCA board dedicate countless volunteer hours to improve conditions and outcomes on behalf of the members. Mandatory access agreements ensure for the first time that NT pastoralists have a seat at the table to discuss a range of issues relating to the coexistence between pastoralists and the resources sector. The NTCA statement continues, industry will benefit enormously from this opportunity and add a layer of protection to their land, families and livelihoods, including Mr. Tapp's property. The right of veto is not supported by the government or opposition in the NT or federally. The NTCA has focused efforts on getting an outcome and layer of protection now for the pastoral industry, rather than spend the next 20 years and members' funds in court trying to get legislative or constitutional changes which are likely to fail on leasehold land. You'll be able to read that full statement on our website very soon. Just head to abc.net.au/rural/NT.